Welcome to Let's Talk, brought to you live by the National Indigenous Radio Service. Catch all the hard-hitting news and current affairs that focuses on all relevant First Nations issues from a First Nations stance point. With your host, Dan Rennie.
And welcome to Let's Talk. Before we start today's show, I'd like to stop to acknowledge and pay respect to the traditional owners and the first people of the land we broadcast from, and pay respects to elders past and present. Thanks for your company. It is with great sadness that we announce the passing of singer, songwriter, activist Dennis Mop Conlon, of course frontman of the iconic band Mop and the Dropouts. Hailing from Cherbourg, had a long career in the music industry and most recently performing at the Brisbane NAIDOC Ball and was a part of Triple A's inaugural Brisbane Blacks Live Festival. And of course the name Brisbane Blacks was given to us from Uncle Mop to use as the namesake for that festival. But joining us on the phone is the manager of Cherbourg Radio, Michael Monk. Good morning to you, Michael.
Good morning, Dan, and my condolences again to family and friends. This has come as a real shock to our mob here in Cherbourg, and we're kind of left speechless, I suppose, at the moment. We've had Uncle Mop come and visit us quite a bit in the last 12 to 18 months, sharing his music, sharing his stories. And his legacy, as you mentioned, is it unfolds, and I don't think we can appreciate until we start going into it deeper that how much it means to everyone, and especially our urban mob. The stories that he's told and the legacy he's left behind. Sorry, I'm finding it hard to find words myself this morning, Dan.
No, it's understandable. It came as a great shock to many, and to start hearing stories and seeing the outpouring of love and emotion on social media, also on message. It just goes to show how many people he touched throughout his life, and especially in that community of Cherbourg there, Michael.
Yeah, we had felt very fortunate and blessed to sit and have a long yarn with Uncle Mop about 12 months ago. Him and Brother Lance O'Chin came into the radio station, and they'd had a few relaxing drinks before they'd come in, and it was a good session. And I've just been listening back this morning to some of that yarn with Uncle Lance and Uncle Mop there, and telling us the stories of how it all started from the musical sense. Uncle Mop would be coming down, and at that stage, Uncle Lance was still always one of the Domo boys, and his nephew was Mop, and they would him and Uncle Bevan Costello, may rest in peace, and Uncle Dirty Bond. They were all young lads that started their musical career watching and listening to their elders and uncles playing in, like the Black Diamonds and Uncle Angus Rabbit Sr. They had all that musical equipment there that was stored away, and they'd pull it out, and just the early equipment that they used to use to try and put a little band. Yeah, the Magpies was the first band that came out of Cherbourg with Uncle Mop there, and it was a real, and I think this is the story, is that whole pulling things together with baling wire and sticky tape and making things work, using a broomstick for a stand for a snare, and a seat for a set a drum kit on. And he tells a story of only having one amplifier and running, splicing leads together to run three guitars into one amplifier, or pulling apart an old radio gramophone. But that, you know, and then playing at events, we're playing for the aunties to who are teaching the waltzes to the young ones to for the the coming out parades and the old time dancing, and it's a legacy. It's a legacy that has inspired so many others along the way, and just even the tributes that we're getting rolling through our social media posts this morning of our First Nations media and their First Nations musicians. I got a message from Uncle Roger last night. Totally devastated at the news. Russell Doctor. Yes, messaged us last night. Members of I mean, I got the first news last night from Uncle Rocco Langton, of Muddy Flats. And I mean, we're so blessed to have had. I know there's been, there's been history and, there's arguments and sad business that goes along the way and hurts and what have you, but the healing, comes along and, we come back to where we start. And, having Uncle Mop come in with Mop and the Dropouts playing in Cherbourg there, playing gospel as well, which I know Brother Max Conlon, his pastor here at our local church here. It was a very joyous times for have Mop here in community and sharing that with us. And he was writing right up till the end. He'd sit quietly, at a party or what have you, and he'd be taking notes and mental notes, there'd be the next song and the next story to tell. Good times.
Yeah, you're right. I spoke to Uncle Mop only a couple of weeks ago about recording some new songs and putting in reworkings of some of the older songs. So right up to the end, his passion was always writing music and writing music for the mob.
That's it. And those, I was talking again, it's only just this morning, just talking to friends and talking to people I know in media. And I think that one of the things that came out this morning in the conversation, I alluded to it earlier there, is Mop gave a voice to the urban Aboriginals, to urban mob. When the focus was, of our First Nations mob coming out from the deserts and the stories of land rights and soil being put through the hands of our Prime Minister. There was a forgotten mob who were sitting in parks and away separated from family and just that whole broken times. That song, we all know it galvanised and it gave a face and a voice. At that flashpoint, and Mop tells the story of sitting there watching it on the TV all unfold in front of him, his music has become an anthem and a call to arms for so many of our mob, it's again, this is something that the ripples and the repercussions of the stories being told will continue. I have a thing on my wall at my work that you can't have a legacy unless you can leave it behind. And Uncle Mop has a huge legacy, and his face and his voice will be live in our hearts and be carried forward by our generations, into the future.
Yeah, such an iconic song. And even from that first line, on TV I saw a story of the Brisbane Blacks. And, of course, we talk about the Commonwealth Games, here in Brisbane, 1982. It was well covered, a lot of coverage. And, of course, the protests were the main focus for Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander people, shining a light on the ongoing injustices that we still face today. So, 40 years down the track, this song and this the movement is still as important as ever. And, we do have this song. I remember hearing Uncle talk about, they were only going to see that one time on TV, he was compelled to write a song that would live forever, to tell that story of what was happening here at that time and place.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
I think the other beautiful thing about the band is, you know, members have come and gone over the years. But it still continues on. And we see with the next generation coming through, you know, I know how proud Uncle Mop was of the younger crew coming through, especially young Moppy doing his thing with Unity and stepping in with Mop and the Dropouts when they play along. So, look, you know, it'd probably be too early to start speculating, but I'd hope to see the band carry on.
That's it. Well, I mean, you know, that's kind of how we roll, though, isn't it? I mean, if we go back to that whole, you know, throwing things together and pulling it all together, I mean, the younger generation are inspired. They're watching. They're listening on. They're almost they're waiting in the wings for their opportunity. And nothing will be left to rest. The stories will continue to be told, and the generations will keep, you know, bringing those stories with them and maybe retelling it in their own ways. But that's, you know, just listening back to how to Mop and Lance were talking about. You know, watching their uncles and watching intently, and because this was an age without technology, and the prevailing technology was, you know, your guitars and your accordions and the keyboards and the old pianos and piano accordions and what have you, and the young fellas there, they'd watch intently and they were waiting for their moment to shine. And I know Uncle would talk about, you know, the Magpies and how in the local scene, you know, when they were building their group, then all of a sudden the old fellas there were just like, no, we need to step aside. These fellas are coming through, and it really talks to that whole follow your ambitions, follow your desires, and you know, and be true to yourself and be true to your story. And there's a legacy that Mop can leave for us, is that. Be true to your story, and true to yourself, and that's where the legacy is built.
Brisbane Blacks Live was a event AAA put on at the end of last year, before the borders opened to New South Wales, Victoria. It was a bit of a celebration, but also a call to arms to get the mob vaccinated. And you know, Uncle Mop was all in for it. He was all keen. I caught up with him at Musgrave Park to ask permission, you know, if we could use the name Brisbane Blacks for this festival. And he pulled me in and, you know, shook the hand and said, it'd be my honour. And, you know, with that in mind, yeah, we wanted Mop and the Dropouts to headline. You know, we said, well, we'd love you to come and headline. And, you know, with that grace and with that respectful way, he said, no, you put the younger ones on first. We'll get up somewhere in the middle, and, you know, then we can kick back. And, I'll never forget that. That was a pretty cool conversation, pretty cool moment. And then to watch them up there on the stage there at South Bank was sensational, just a magic day. And, yeah, I couldn't thank, you know, the mob enough for giving us that name to use.
No, it is, and it's there's power in that, and that will carry forward. And I mean, that's the thing, is that, you know, he can stand back now and even where you know, God rest his soul, in his dream time, you know, that legacy will carry forward. And I mean, you know, we talk about that carrying in his heart. We saw that here in Cherbourg, you know, when we did our gospel and our country got, you know, country, you know, concerts here, and then the last 12, 18 months with, and Michael Mock, he was, the energy was there and he wanted to keep going. And one of the things he talked about is he wanted to do one last tour, and there's always that one last tour, and, you know, do the big tour around the country. But unfortunately, and that was apparently, you know, the big plans prior to COVID was to do the big last tour around the country there. And you know, and to take those songs and share that energy and keep it moving, and that's again we talk about that legacy and that the keeping it rolling forward in our hearts and in our souls. That, sorry, I'm here.
Hello, you're right. We've had a lot of sorry business lately. A lot of amazing, you know, pioneers. I suppose when you look at Uncle Archie Roach, Uncle Jack Charles, Uncle Mop. You know, it's easy to sort of, you know, be caught up in the emotion and be, but you know, it's what I always like to sort of go is, you know, we're gonna experience these pains and these losses, and it's how you come through the other side and remember them and carry yourself is one of the most important things. And you know, that we've got that legacy, as we spoke about there, with the music and everything that Uncle did for not only his community there in Cherbourg, but for all blacks right around the country. Yeah.
Yeah, well, you've underscored it nicely there. That's something we get so much sorry business, unfortunately, and it's one of the things we talk about when we get up and we reflect on those we love and the people who've had this impact on us, is that they were, when we lose someone we love so so dearly, we've all got our stories to tell. I mean, I've got my stories to tell, and you know, I feel privileged to have had the chance to sit and yarn with Uncle Mop a few times now. But that love sits in your heart, and those memories and those lessons that we've learnt, you know, especially for us young fellas, you know, who are coming in behind and up behind him now, and we take that into our heart and into our stories, and that's where he and people like Uncle Mop, you know, Uncle Dirty, Uncle Bevan, Uncle Lance, you know, Uncle Charles, all these mob that we're losing around us, we carry them forward in our hearts, and that's the legacy. That's the legacy in itself, that we can take what we've learnt and make it a part of who we are, and we can be an evergreen tribute to our uncles who have come before us, our uncles and aunties, and our storytellers, as we carry that forward. I mean, it's a part of tradition, it's a part of culture, isn't it?
Yep.
That we carry the stories and we carry them forward, and this is where we're going to be carrying these stories forward, and these wishes and the ambitions of our elders as we, you know, do what we do and leave our legacy eventually, I suppose.
We are going to be paying tribute to Uncle Mop right throughout here on Triple A Murray Country, so keep it tuned. And I know you've got some deadly audio there too, Michael, which is a more recent yarn with Uncle Mop that we'd love to share with our listeners as well.
And we'd be honoured to share that with you, Dan, and the Triple A Murray Country mob. I know this is a great time of sadness, but also we can move on with joy in our hearts for the wonderful life that he shared with us. And we're truly blessed to have had someone like Uncle Mop Conlon in our lives.
Yep, 100%. Well said, Michael. Michael Monk, the manager of Cherbourg Radio. Understandably, the family have respectfully asked for privacy at this time, and we will respect that. But thoughts and condolences to all of the Conlon family and extended family, friends there and loved ones in the community of Cherbourg. And Michael, we appreciate you jumping on and having a yarn with us today.
Thanks, Dan.
every day, each passing day, our culture slowly dies. Like a piece of paper thrown onto a fire. Now all we've got is ancient weapons. Now is our only trade. Compared to all the immigrants, look out. Killer of these mates.